This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lights it up across the board as he tells the story of those killed in Uvalde in a huge emotional plea for action on guns that was carried by several networks. He had the podium at the White House. We're going to let you hear a little bit of what he said in just a couple of moments. But there is another story, I think, that is worth mentioning here right from the get-go. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, my mother died nine years ago from colon cancer. It was such a big shock and rocked our family because she had been so healthy. And I saw today, and I've talked to so many cancer experts. We've done work with cancer people. I, like many of you now, are in the category of losing many people close to me from cancer, the most god-awful disease, all forms of it. But there has been an encouraging result that now is starting to be talked about, cancer disappearing in all rectal cancer patients on experimental drugs. Even just the thought of that and saying that when you see how widespread it is absolutely incredible. I can't remember reading anything like this. This is from the New England Journal of Medicine. 18 patients with rectal cancer who were given a drug, a specific drug, Dostarlimab, I think it's called. I'm probably butchering the name of it, but I've heard it pronounced three different ways. But anyway, every 3 weeks for 6 months, they became cancer-free, including the first patient who's been in remission for 2 years out from the trial. The doctor who handled this, Luis Diaz Jr., said, "I believe this is the first time this has happened in the history of cancer." He's one of the authors of the study of this paper, and pretty incredible when you think some of the people were stage two, stage three, and incredibly the patients who took the drug, which unmasks cancer cells, allows the immune system to destroy them, didn't need further cancer treatment. So stick that in your back pocket and think about that. Meaning, let's see where this goes. These initial findings are absolutely, absolutely remarkable. Completely, completely remarkable. All right, Matthew McConaughey grew up in Uvalde, Texas. Spent a lot of childhood time in Uvalde, Texas. He and his wife went to the town and talked to survivors, talked to them about their children, and heard their stories. And he ended up going to the White House, his wife carrying the shoes of one of the victims even at this presser that he had. And he was pretty impassioned, even emotional during his remarks in this White House press briefing on Tuesday, telling the stories of those who died at that elementary school in that small town and urging more action on gun control. He said he and his wife, Camilla Alves, spent most of the past week with the families who were killed in his hometown. He showed pictures of their artwork, brought it all to the briefing room, brought the green Converse shoes that one girl wore every day that were used to identify her body because they couldn't identify her if it weren't for the shoes. She had drawn a heart on one of the shoes, and that's what they knew of seeing her day in and day out. So here's a little bit of what McConaughey had to say.
We know it's on the table. We need to invest in mental health care. We need safer schools. We need to restrain sensationalized media coverage. We need to restore our family values. We need to restore our American values. And we need responsible gun ownership. Responsible gun ownership. We need background checks. We need to raise the minimum age to purchase an AR-15 rifle to 21. We need a waiting period for those rifles. We need red flag laws and consequences for those who abuse them. These are reasonable, practical, tactical regulations to our nation, states, communities, schools, and homes. Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals. These regulations are not a step back. They're a step forward for a civil society and the Second Amendment. Look, is this a cure-all? Hell no. But people are hurting. Families are. Parents are. And look, as divided as our country is, this gun responsibility issue is one that we agree on more than we don't. It really is.
All right. I like some of what he said. I've said this for a long time, responsible gun ownership. You notice how he defended the Second Amendment and talked about the 20 being 21 years old. And also the red flag laws, which have worked in some areas for sure, and talking about a waiting period. There were many of you that hit me up on the mailbag who had plenty to say about McConaughey, most of them actually pretty good because you listened to what he said. He wasn't anti-gun. He wasn't saying take the guns. You could hear what he was talking about there, and he was obviously very caught up in this, very choked up in it, which makes sense because it's his hometown. He spent time with the people he saw, and he saw the true facts, because the true facts are is that these 10-year-olds were so mutilated, their bodies so destroyed by what happened by the deranged individual that you couldn't identify most of them, which is why the sneakers, making the point that these kids were massacred, that they, you know, they weren't just dead kids with a hole in their head or their side or their heart. No, they were just mutilated. And he talked about having courage and honor and immortal obligations instead of our party affiliations. Now, McConaughey was going to run for the governor of Texas. He talked about it, but he didn't go through with it. But there was some conversation, let's say, about that. So he's going to meet with Democrats and Republicans, and there are a bipartisan group who are negotiating on gun reform. I've talked about that. I've named the names of those that are involved in this group trying to get something done that works, that's palatable, that is not anti-gun, because I think that's part of the problem, is because we're so polarized that anything you say gets misconstrued and can be taken in the wrong direction. There's no question about that. So here's just a little taste of one of the emails that I got. We're going to have the mailbag of obviously coming up in this first hour. This was from Kit from Texas, who said, Right on, brother. McConaughey nailed it. He obviously knows guns. He's definitely shot guns. He grew up with people around him who hunted. He's saying the right things. Let's hope it pierces the minds of the idiots who just don't get it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Investigations. So the panel investigating the January 6th riot is going to release the findings. The House committee that's been doing this for a very long time is saying that, well, this is all going to be released. We're going to reveal what we know in a hearing on Thursday to establish some sort of a historical record of the causes and consequences of the attack on our government. All right, fair. We knew this was going to take a long time, but ultimately what does it mean? Fox is not carrying it, but Fox Business is carrying hearings live, and of course other networks are carrying it live, thinking, you know, is there going to be enough interest in with everything happening in the country from I can't feed my family, inflation is so bloody high, gas prices, which we talk about all the time, where now you have the Commerce Department saying, it's pretty much just nothing we can do about it. So buckle up, because this is the deal, right? Think about Mississippi, 447, California, 637. This is regular for gas. I mean, you know, you're filling up, you know what it is. So what's happening is people are taking out more loans if they can get them, or they're leaning on those credit cards that might have a high APR, and then you get caught in that vicious cycle. This is a tough time. Like I said, I love it when the Commerce Secretary uses the word brutal reality. There isn't much you can do. Thank you for that. So, go Gina, go, right? Gina Raimondo, who is the Commerce Secretary, that's exactly what she said when she was asked. She said, unfortunately, the brutal reality is there's not much you can do because this is in large part caused by Putin's aggression. Since Putin moved troops to the border of Ukraine, gas prices have gone up $1.40 a gallon. And the president is asking for Congress and others for potential ideas. Let's brainstorm. Any politicians got any ideas? What should we do? And she's saying the reality is there isn't very much more to be done. So basically, Gina's saying, you're on your own, peeps. Get that scooter out. Start doing the rideshare thing. Clump all of your errands together. I was listening to a morning show today, and they were giving you tips on what you could do. And these are things that we've heard over and over again. I mean, I know I've said them on this show. Duh, of course, clump things together. Okay, but then the reality is you're driving. You're going to drive. You're going to fill up. You're not riding your bike. You're not getting ready for the Tour de France suddenly and dropping 50 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever, and riding to do your errands. Although I did see someone the other day with a bike, with groceries, and he was an older gentleman. And I have to say I was pretty impressed. He had a bus pass, pulled it out. The bus waited. He hooked his bike on the front of the bus. So he did it, right? The bleak assessment from the Commerce Secretary, though, that's not a coddling. That's no help in that, right? The prices have been spiking for weeks, so we know what the pain is at the pump because we're feeling it. According to AAA, really the national average jumped another 5 cents on Tuesday to $4.92 a gallon. A gallon. And look, we've already tapped into the strategic petroleum reserves. And did it have an effect on prices? Right? And so her take is they're not going down until the war in Ukraine is over. Once again, we can't say it's not affecting us. Once again, we can't say that. This is what the push is. Now, Biden, he's supposed to meet with the Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, next month to maybe potentially alleviate gas prices, that they're going to try to use whatever they can to make something happen if that's possible. They're also looking into lifting some tariffs on China, but she wasn't very specific about that. So what does that mean? China's going to get a free pass because some of those tariffs were put in place during the Trump administration, and that's going to decrease what we're paying at the pump? I don't think so. That's why she – maybe, but I don't think so. I think that's why she was pretty vague on what she was going to say because she didn't want to be tied to whatever that's going to be and didn't want to be surprised by getting hit in a different – getting hit with it months later. Well, you told us that during a press conference that this was going to happen, or you told us when you were on an interview, you said in an interview that was going to happen. So, yeah, definitely, definitely not, right? And I mentioned about the fact that you have January 6th, that we're going to hear what the committee has to say, right? We're going to what this investigation yields. What are we going to learn about how everything unfolded? Is there any surprises, anything we didn't assume we knew or knew, or what is ultimately the take on all these people and all these emails and all these conversations that have happened over the past year, right? So get ready for that. I mean, is there going to be anything that's going to be earth-shattering? When this, not to be caustic, but when this whole thing happened, I just remembered just seeing shades of, this investigation is going to go round in circles. And what ultimately is going to be the take from this? I mean, what's going to change or what result's going to change, especially since the people who harmed people, the people who did damage on the Capitol, they're getting their day in court, and we're seeing that many of them are being sentenced. So that's already happening. Ultimately, what is going to be the take of what came out of the committee? Is there going to be something different that we're going to hear that we don't know? And so, listen, Fox Business is carrying it. Other networks are carrying this. But is this going to be something that people watch when they're in Ottumwa, Iowa, when they're in Newark, New Jersey, when they're in Tallahassee, Florida? Are you going to sit and watch and go through and hear some of the same things that we've heard again and again and again? Or not? It's interesting. It's interesting to watch how this is all played out. I will be curious to see, okay, what ultimately comes out of this, right? What comes out of this commission? All right, speaking of shake it in different directions and figure out what's going to come out and what's going to leak out, Janet Yellen is being quoted all over the place for her response to inflation and what's happening with inflation and how do we look ahead and what are the, you know, predictions of where we are when it comes to the price of gasoline, because this is the pinch that so many of us are feeling. It's the screaming coming out of your wallet. And so with the gas prices rising, she, of course, is being slammed for calling wind and solar critical, because at this point, right now, gas prices and energy bills are increasing at an incredible pace. And that's the first step, right? What's the highest and best use of your time to address before you go in a different direction? Renewables, alternatives, all of that, right? I like what Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson tweeted. Wind and sunlight can't go in a gas tank. How is this helping Americans who are struggling right now? And that's the thing. So the Treasury Secretary at a Senate hearing on Tuesday said the critical thing is we become more dependent on the wind and the sun. Oh, boy, we've heard that. And that genie is not, that just can't come out of the bottle fast enough. There's no way that that's affordable across the board, and it's going to completely change what's happening with gas prices. Coming up, mailbag.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Seven states hosted primary elections on Tuesday. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem easily won her GOP primary Tuesday night. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump picked up more wins for candidates he endorsed. According to Trump, the win in Pennsylvania Senate race by Dr. Mehmet Oz puts the endorsement record at 100 wins to 6 losses. Longtime Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds both beat challengers, and Trent Kelly won the Republican nomination for U.S. House in Mississippi's 1st Congressional District. A large truck collided with a van in southeast Arkansas, killing 5 people and injuring 5 others. The van belonged to a school serving disabled adults. Police say the 5 people killed in the crash ranged in age from 19 to 73. You're listening to USA Radio News. Actor and Uvalde, Texas native Matthew McConaughey met with President Joe Biden on Tuesday. He spoke about the school shooting, which killed 19 children and 2 adults, at a White House press briefing afterwards, saying people in power have failed to act when it comes to gun safety.
We heard from so many people, families of the deceased, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, Texas Rangers, hunters, Border Patrol, and responsible gun owners who won't give up their Second Amendment right to bear arms. And you know what they all said? We want secure and safe schools. And we want gun laws that won't make it so easy for the bad guys to get these damn guns.
The shooting in Uvalde is the 3rd most deadly school shooting in American history. The Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which bans transgender women from participating in women's sports, will now become law in Louisiana. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards took no action on the GOP-led bill by the end of the legislative session, allowing the bill to become law. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we're diving in head first. Boy, lots and lots of email, including this one from Joseph, who listens to us in the great state of Texas. He says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I got to say, hook 'em horns for Matthew McConaughey. He made some great points. I was watching Fox, and I was listening to John Roberts as he reacted to what McConaughey said from the White House. That's how I knew about it. And he said, listen, you got to give him credit because he went into ways he thinks that can improve the situation in the country, which included raising the age for buying an assault rifle to 21, unless you were in the military. All gun purchases requiring a background check and red flag laws should be the law of the land. We could argue about how effective it is, Kate, but I think he was incredibly impassioned, and he was really out there representing what happened in his hometown and those kids and their family. And good for him for doing that. Good for him for talking about laws that save lives but don't infringe on the Second Amendment rights. And I thought it was very, very well put. He gets my vote. I think that's kind of a reference to what if he had run for governor. This one from Derek. Kate, I got to tell you, it is so difficult to be a small business owner in this country because even when you try to do the best you can to get the right kind of employees, to try to help them, we live in the world of take this job and shove it. It is really tough to retain people. It really, really is. No matter what you seem
to do, and I think part of that is because of the pandemic. It sent so many, especially younger people, into a tailspin that they can easily job hop. They can easily do something else and not have to do a job that requires some responsibility and absolutely being at a desk and being in an office. What do you think happens with all of these unfilled jobs? And what would you recommend to a small business owner? Well, you didn't mention the kind of business you're in, because that would help, because if I'm giving someone advice, I have no idea what the business is. Is it something, you know, technical? I don't know. But I would say that when you are stuck, I mean, if you are flat out stuck and you need administrative help, or you need sales help, or you need marketing help, and what kind of help do you need? There are other ways. There are people that you can go to, even for what used to be called temp help, is now like these side gigs. And some of the people that do side gigs are incredible with their wisdom and knowledge, and you pay them right and you get them to help you out. And where can you find them? Well, it depends on the part of the country. Everything from Upwork, anybody could go to Upwork, to Fiverr, to, you know, even more serious websites of where you can source people and interview them and try them out and whatnot. I mean, now is actually a good time for that kind of work, but you might be talking about something much more specific than what I've mentioned here. So I don't know. That's a tough question to answer when I'm in the dark. All right, how about this one from Derek? Kate, I am so tired of the caravans from South and Central America. Listen, I feel it's horrible for the people that have to deal with the twisted leadership that they have to deal with in some of those countries. But the caravan to the border, which could mean 15,000 people or 18,000 people, you know, my question is, how can we deal with this? I mean, we don't have the resources in place for the kind of people, the movement that we're talking about. We don't have it, especially right now. And the number is, I want to say the number is like 15,000, but that can grow to be anything. And I've seen already some video and photos and all that kind of stuff, and it's a move-in. It's moving, absolutely, going from Central America to Mexico to the U.S. border, and it's pretty organized, it looks like, to me. So what do you do, you know, when finally the caravan arrives? We saw a disaster last time, but it was a very small group of people compared to what we're talking about now. And the timing is interesting because, you know, at this point, you've got leaders from various nations across the Americas anyway, in L.A. for a five-day summit, which started on Monday and concludes at the end of the week, of course. You have Joe Biden and the VP are both expected to attend, the president serving as the gathering's official host. And one of the things he's going to talk about is this multinational economic recovery plan to tackle trade, supply chain, and jumping economic investments because of the recession caused by COVID-19. So it's another follow the bouncing ball. I mean, that's fine, but now you got this problem in the middle of all of this, of this caravan, and what happens when this sprawling group, which has young children and families, and they're there for safety reasons altogether, is crossing to get to the U.S. It might be the largest caravan to attempt to leave southern Mexico this year. I mean, will it make it to the U.S. border without Mexican authorities who are under pressure from our government separating the group and figuring out some ways for some of them to apply for asylum in Mexico? And a lot of people in the caravan are demanding the end of Title 24, or 42 rather, Title 42, which had been used by the Trump administration, now the Biden administration, to turn away people seeking asylum at the border due to concerns about disease. And COVID-19 would be the thing that would be one of the biggest concerns. And I don't know, is it the largest ever? Is it smaller? What does it look like? I mean, caravans in the past have attracted attention. It's not necessarily about the size. It's about what's driving it. It's about so many other factors. Because what are the demands once they get into the United States? Because the Biden administration is trying to rescind Title 42. That was allowing the government to turn away many, many back in April, only for a federal judge to turn around and block that move. Oh, if it is the largest, I mean, if you are talking about 18,000, 15,000, wow. And then if they get across and they're successful, what other kind of people are going to step up to the plate and decide, okay, I'm moving too? How big does that ultimately grow, I guess, is the rhetorical question. Is the rhetorical question that I'm asking at this point. It could be interesting, let's put it that way. So Tuesdays are meant for voting, right? And you're having elections all over the place right now, mostly primary stuff. California Governor Gavin Newsom is going to advance to the general election. So he is the Democratic representative. But there are some surprises that have happened along the way. Right? You have who's taken over Senator Chuck Grassley's seat? A big, 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 big question mark. And the answer to that question is, we don't know at this point. It could be that somebody has been kind of handpicked, but waiting until things calm down, which makes sense to me, right? You know, the L.A. mayor's race. You've got six-term U.S. Congresswoman Karen Bass against shopping mall developer Rick Caruso, who's a former Republican and billionaire who spent more than $40 million driving his message that career politicians in L.A. are capable of addressing rising crime or the homeless crisis. And Caruso, by the way, is promising to hire 1,500 more additional cops. The Los Angeles Police Department is authorized to use 9,700 officers, in part by hiring more civilians to free up 250 officers to return to street patrol. The promise is 1,500 additional cops. Oof, they're having serious problems out there. Serious. Music means we got to dance to our final segment, and we're going to do that with Jeremy Paulson, Fair or Foul, coming up.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, Kate Delaney. KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, so once again, this is one of my favorite parts of what we do here on the show, the final segment, and we gave you the big warm-up for this. Jeremy Paulson is in the wings for fair or foul.
Signal fair.
After the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fake shot of fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
Hard foul. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm good.
Nice.
It is a hard foul.
Exactly. All right, so this kind of goes along with that theme of foul. You're going to catch one of these two things. I don't know how you get to the game or what happens, but I've been watching some of these hockey playoffs, and, of course, I'm a baseball fan. Foul ball or a hockey puck in the stands goes right into your hands. Which would you prefer to catch?
Oh, I've never caught a hockey puck before, so I can't say.
So you can't say which one? So you'd have to say...
I would say baseball, because I have.
Baseball.
I've never tried a hockey puck.
So tell me about the foul ball in baseball. Was it a pro game?
Yeah, it was a Twins. It was a Twins game.
Wow. Well, were you, like, on the big screen? Did you make a diving catch and knock the hot dog guy over?
No. It was just a normal, like... I don't even think I caught it. I think I stopped it, dropped it, and then picked it up.
Nice. You still have a foul ball?
Stop, drop, pick up. Yeah, it's somewhere in a tub somewhere.
In a tub with all your other stuff that's packed up somewhere.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
Oh, I love it. I never caught a foul ball, but one of the players, I used to cover lots of different pro teams, and the Texas Rangers, we were at spring training, and I was talking to one of the guys, my back was turned like a dum-dum, and Rafael Palmeiro hit a grounder, and it smashed into my legs. Oh, he's so mad at me. He's like, Delaney, what are you doing? And he gave me the ball.
He's like, here's your souvenir. Good. Oh, no, it's like I ended up with like a grapefruit on my like ankle. Yeah. Duh. Can't do that. It didn't break, thank goodness. Because it could have with the way they smashed the ball. I mean, listen, let's be serious about that. It could have been awful. If you're reading a book or a magazine,
hard
you
foul.
Just kind of... foul, I don't do it. Would you turn the corner of it over? You know, the corner, top corner of the page? Or do you have, like, a bookmark?
Oh, yeah, I know. I heard of people doing stuff like that. No, I would use a bookmark, but I don't read.
I don't read. I am against reading. No, reading is not fundamental for me.
I'm the, cassette reader, or you just listen to it.
Oh, okay, so audio.
Audio reader. Yeah. I'm an audio reader.
So you do listen to books on tape, they call it.
Yeah, they're called movies.
I know. Yeah, forget it. I'm all about the movies. That's it. Jeez. Oh, my gosh. Never go on a date where someone says, hey, what was the last book you read? That is the wrong woman for you.
No, I don't mind because I love nature. So we can go sit and enjoy nature and you can read and I will just sit and enjoy nature. So I do that. That's what I do. I ride my Harley out to middle of nowhere and I just sit there.
Oh, I like that. I agree with you on the nature thing. Listen, I think that's, you get points for that.
I just
that
don't
is
like
fair.
To read. I don't know. I just, my eyes start hurting after a while and then I just put it down. I just don't like it. So.
Right. We definitely part company there because I was going to tell you what the cool thing is I do with reading is for anyone listening. So I used to be a big concert goer and, you know, go to different events and you have a ticket stub from that, right? Or they give you the whole ticket back and I just use that as a bookmark. And it's cool because I find in some of these old books, oh, that's right. That's when I went to see that metal band or that's when I went to, you know, the air show, wherever. I like it. It's a good, like, reminder.
The only books I like to read are, like, comic books. Or those little ones that have a lot of pictures.
The little ones that have a lot of pictures. Nice.
Child's books.
Yeah. If you go to a bar, and I mean, you're not a drinker, but if you go to a bar with your buddy, whatever, are you somebody that's, do you stand up or do you sit, like, in the bar stool?
You know me so well. Both. Yeah, I usually stand. I don't know.
You're
I'm usually
standard.
The guy over there playing pool.
Oh, pool. Okay, so now we've discovered something. I like pool. What do you have certain games you play or nah, it doesn't matter. Just rack them up and I'll play.
I'll beat you in all of them.
I'll beat you in all of them. I like that. The confidence.
Eight ball, regular.
Yeah, eight ball. Throat. I like eight what ball. Do? How do you play cutthroat?
You have to have three people, and it's like you have one through, I think it's 1 through 9, 10 through 12, and then 13 through 15 or something like that.
Nice.
I don't remember the numbers.
All right, I got to learn
it's
cutthroat. I like it, cutthroat.
Yeah, you have to have three people. You each get a number card, you know, and balls, and the other two people are trying to hit yours in.
Yeah.
Once all yours are gone, you're out, you know.
Ah.
With the last balls on.
So I like it. So what other games? You play cards?
Yes. Probably won more than most people have in poker.
Ah, poker. So Texas Hold'em?
Yep, Texas Hold'em.
Yeah, I used to play Texas Hold'em. I like Texas Hold'em.
Almost
but I also
won a
play
Harley
other things.
Once, but
oh, my gosh.
It got down to three of us, and they gave us the option to split it and walk away with, like, $1,500 each. And I was like, yeah, I need money.
So you took this. You took the money.
Yeah, I took the money. I should have kept going because I was actually the chip leader.
But you could have gone the out. You know, that can happen. Somebody can fake you or
yeah,
something
like, go
happens.
All in. I'm like, okay, I'm all in. And then I lose and I'm like, oh, no, no. I was like, $1,500, I'll take it.
Oh, good for you. Wow, have you ever played in a casino?
Yeah, for Christmas, I went to Vegas because my uncle lives there with my family. And my Christmas gift was to get into a tournament with my stepdad.
Yeah.
And he got out right away, but I actually got to the final table. So it was really funny. I was sitting at the final table, and my whole family's sitting there, like, wanting to leave. And I'm just, like, you know, giving them the shoulder shrug, like, what? I'm on the last table. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Good
but
for
I ended
you.
Up getting blinded out, running out of chips because I was trying to stay in as long as I could, and only the top three got paid, and I got fifth. So I was
so close.
I was trying, and I would have made quite a bit of money.
So close. I was on a card table one time in Shreveport, Louisiana, for all the people listening in the wonderful state of Louisiana, and I was so over my head because I was on a table. I mean, I was on a roll, and I was on a table where I think there were some people that one guy got accused of cheating, and boy, someone slammed down their chips, and then the casino manager comes over, and I was like, you know what? I got to get off this table. So I don't know what's happening here. And this is moving fast. And I am at it. Like the guy next to me is like, ooh, you are, what did he say? You're a ringer. I can tell. You know whatever. You can read them, can't you? And I'm like, no, I'm not a ringer.
So funny. I worked at a bar and they used to do poker. I actually worked at a place that ran poker in bars when I was younger, but I worked at a bar and they did poker every Friday, and the security guard that worked there who played poker with me, he used to call me Phil Hellmuth because I was such a bully. Like, I would have nothing and I would push people out of the pot because I'm like, yeah, throw coins in.
That's funny.
He just called me a bully. He said I was a bully at poker. I was like, yeah, well, you gotta make them leave and make them out.
That's funny. So, Phil, you get called Hellmuth. I used to get called, people used to call me Annie Duke, who also, for people who don't know, is a poker champion, is pretty famous. One of the things she was famous for is she taught, she helped Ben Affleck, who was a big poker player, learn some more techniques, I think, with poker playing. Yeah. You can make serious money in the whole poker scene.
Yeah, you also can lose serious money, too.
That's right. Or get, what did you say, you get the blinds, you were blinded out.
Yeah, I was blinded out. I was just trying to stay in as long as I could. And, you know, you get to the low there and you're like, all right, I'm all in. Last chance, all in.
Yeah, all in. Well, we were all in on this fair or foul. Pretty interesting stuff. Jeremy Paulson, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Any thoughts? Want to share them? Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.